I'm going to take a moment just to introduce the folks that we have here from Wilkes and also from PASBO. We're fortunate to have our Director of Leadership and Development from PASBO with us today too. So first off, my name is Karina Brace, and I work in the master's programs for graduate education as the Program Operations Director. I also have with us today from Wilkes our Associate Director of Graduate Admissions, Stephanie Wozmanski. And again, the Director of Leadership and Development from PASBO, Dr. Wayne McCullough.
Thank you, Karina, for the introduction. So we'll go ahead and get started talking a little bit about Wilkes University. So I would like to extend a welcome to everyone who's on the call or dialed into the Zoom meeting. A little bit about Wilkes University. So we currently have approximately 4,000 students enrolled in our graduate program. We do also offer undergraduate programs with a good number of our students residing on campus. The vast majority of our graduate students are enrolled in our online program. So this program is available 100% online. Students coming into the university, graduate students, have a designated counselor available to assist with the entire admissions process from application to registration of their first course. And I'm happy to say that that would be me. I'm happy to assist in any way that I can with on the admission side. Once the application is processed and an offer of acceptance is given, the designated program advisor then takes over and assists the student with course selection and mentoring throughout degree completion. So at any point during the program, students have access to someone here at Wilkes to assist it at each phase of the process. So for those who might be considering a master's degree, obtaining a graduate degree definitely gives a competitive advantage in the workforce. So there's a graph for those of you who are not logged into the Zoom meeting. It's available in the PDF version of the PowerPoint, but it's just a small graph showing that the higher salary rates for those obtaining a graduate degree. And this is across all fields. And not to mention the personal growth and sense of accomplishment that comes along with completing graduate degree. So I'm going to hand it over to Karina. She's going to give you a little more information about the School Business Leadership Program specifics.
Thanks, Stephanie. And Wayne, I also would invite you to chime in here. Wayne actually is a course developer in the program and has taught in the program as well for many years, and he happens to be our point of contact at PASBO now too. So he is a wealth of knowledge on this program. So again, chime in, please, wherever you can add some helpful details. But so this is the meat of what we came here to talk about today. And you know, we're really fortunate. Stephanie gave you a little bit of a background on Wilkes University. We are a physical campus in northeastern Pennsylvania. We're about a mid-sized private liberal arts school. We've got undergrad students, we got graduate students. And so as a part of our graduate programs, again, we have the School Business Leadership Program. And to give you a little bit of history before I jump into the program, we started working with PASBO back in 2007, 2008 to form a partnership to offer this program. And the difference here is that we're actually offering courses that are developed by school business officials and specifically offered to individuals in that field. And as you can see by the topics, I'm not going to read them all for you. We really touch on a lot of different facets of the profession. We talk about human resources, facility management, food service. We really touch upon a lot. So depending on whether you're wearing all those hats in your school or if you have different folks that are responsible for that, you get the opportunity to not only learn about the content and learn about, you know, different aspects that are going on, you know, in your school district, but you also have the opportunity to network with individuals that are in this field, because we also partner, and of course you're familiar, we've now partnered with your ASBO. But we also work with several other states too, California, Washington State, Connecticut, Maryland, and DC. So, you know, you have, and of course, Pennsylvania. So you have the opportunity to see how things that you do in your school are done across the country. So that's really an interesting component as well. And again, so this program is 30 credits, fully online. You have, again, the opportunity to network with folks all over the country, and you may have some synchronous components, but generally speaking, once you take one course, you're going to be familiar with every single one that you go into. They're all laid out the same way. You do discussion posts, you do assignments, typically one per week, and we'll get into content a little bit more later, but I just want to give you that kind of 30,000 foot view.
Thanks, Karina. Wayne, we'll actually ask you for a little more commentary on a later slide where you can kind of dig into the course content a little bit more as we talk about the delivery. But just an overview of the admission size. So the current tuition right now for the 2016-17 fiscal year is $454 per credit plus a $65 online fee per course. We will accept up to 6 graduate level credits. They will be considered for transfer into this program. So if students have taken perhaps MBA courses or other business courses that may be aligned with this program, up to 6 of those may be considered. Be happy to send additional information on that if anyone has specifics. The admissions requirements, we do have an online application, and I'm happy to provide you with a waiver code. If you select apply now, that will be made available for everyone who is involved with this, actually any LASBO member who watches this after the fact. So the apply now waiver code will waive that online application fee. Official undergraduate transcripts and 2 letters of recommendation. And again, I'm happy to provide any more information that you may have if you have any questions on those. From a financial aid perspective, we do offer tuition deferment. Students whose employers provide reimbursement can take advantage of not having to put any money up front. Our tuition deferment plan allows for students to submit an application once that's on file. The portion of tuition being paid for by the employer would become due 30 days after the completion of the course. As some employers, some schools and districts would like to see the grades prior to submitting reimbursement, this allows for that time after the grades have been submitted for that to take place. There are private scholarships and grants available through outside institutions. There's federal financial aid available to those students who are taking at least 6 credits per semester and who qualify through 4 federal financial aid and private loans as well. Just digging into that tuition deferment, I'll leave that there for those of you who are on the Zoom meeting. You could see that, again, it allows for the employer to review that course grade prior to submitting payment. It certainly takes the burden off of the student from having to pay up front prior to the class. More information on federal financial aid could be found at FAFSA.gov. That's where the completion of the FAFSA form takes place. Again, like I said, it requires half-time enrollment, which is at least 6 credits per semester. We do have a financial aid department here on campus that is available for students that have any specific questions with regards to aid and any other financial assistance.
Wayne, can we ask you to speak a little bit on the course content and delivery since you're very familiar with that?
Absolutely, I'd love to, thank you. First of all, a little bit of my background. I recently retired after 29 years at a mid-sized school district here in Pennsylvania as the chief financial and operations officer, and now have been employed by PLASBO for the last 3 months. But I was involved in the development of many of these courses from the onset with Wilkes. I know what makes it unique. Because I have talked to folks who have taken other MBA programs or different types of master's degree programs. But first of all, I think what makes it very unique is that it is 100% developed and taught by practitioners, by people who are either currently working in school business or have recently retired in school business operations and are experts in the field. And I mention that, I think that's significant because I had a friend who took a master's degree, an MBA program from another local university, and one of their courses was taught by an English professor who knew nothing about the topic of accounting and finance, which was the course involvement. So I think a very unique and important part of it, and we hear it from our students also, is the fact that it's a practitioner-based model. And I like to refer to it also as a combination of a scholar-practitioner model where it involves scholarly research for most of the courses based on textbooks that are available, but also a research component that's available through the Wilkes Library or other resources, but also the practitioner model where a very large component it is discussion questions that not only do the participants need to participate in, but they also need to, in addition to posting their initial response, you know, interact with other members in the class. Now, none of it is required at a certain day or time to be synchronized, but nonetheless, they do it throughout each weekly units of each course, and a very, very powerful component to see school business practitioners interact with others, not only in their state, but throughout the country on a whole variety of topics. And I'd say the overall mission is to really develop leaders in school business operations. To take an old phrase, rising tide raises all ships, raises all ships, I think applies, because through my involvement over the years, I've seen graduates who have gone to larger school districts, who have increased their pay at the existing school districts, who have, if nothing else, just raised the whole profession of school business because their knowledge increases. And I think that benefits everyone in our profession as they become leaders, and have many of them have become leaders in our state association, present at conferences. And so the benefits are just incredible from what we've seen. And we've even, the initial thrust of it from a historical standpoint, most of the initial students were school business managers. And now there's a balance of also operational people, transportation directors, facility directors, technology directors. We even have some HR people, food service directors. And I've seen many of those go on to become school business managers, school business administrators, as a result of their broader knowledge and coursework. If Alaska is similar to us here in Pennsylvania, we're an aging group of school business managers, and our concern is having, people who are experienced but also have a broad knowledge to serve school districts in the public education. So certainly met that need. So not to go on and on and on, but the benefits have been vast. Each course has a component of learning operationally, but also learning from a leadership standpoint. For example, I'm teaching the course now in materials management, but this is just an example. They all have this component. So materials management really deals with procurement. And certainly we talk about the legal and ethical issues related to procurement and purchasing for school districts, but also have a leadership component where we talk about writing memos and leading procurement in your school district, how you work with other stakeholders, how you do presentations to the board, how you do presentations to the faculty and so forth. So not only are we, again, learning the operational end of it, where each course also has a leadership component involved as well. So I think it has a nice balance of leadership involvement as well. So I'm certainly happy to answer questions, but I could talk for an hour about the benefits of it and so forth.
So this is Karina again. I'm just going to jump in with real nuts and bolts here just for a second about what it's going to look like when you take an online course. So we've got a course management system called Desire to Learn, better known as LIVE to Wilkes University students. It's easy. It's intuitive. It's very straightforward. Again, we've got once you've done one course, you really have a good handle on the rest. We've got tutorials. We've got all kind of resources and help for you out there to get used to it. So if you've never done any online courses before, we can certainly help you get started. And again, once you kind of do that first one, you're set. The course layout is pretty straightforward, as I mentioned before. Each week, you've got a 12-week course. So each week, you're going to have pretty much a discussion and assignment due. Some assignments are larger than others, so you might see them spread out over a couple weeks. But generally, that's what you're looking at. So, and these are also designed for working professionals. So it's not designed with, you know, someone in mind who's, you know, a student full-time. So, you know, just rest assured that this is doable. This is possible. And again, as Wayne mentioned, you know, if you're looking to elevate the profession, elevate your own career, this is a really great option for you and designed specifically for you. So as we kind of close out the presentation, we're going to have our contact information up there. I just want to remind you that we've got a registration period coming up. You want to direct most of your questions, of course, to Stephanie as the Associate Director of Graduate Admissions. She can help you get started there. And again, in terms of the registration date, we are looking at November 9th for the spring start. Spring would basically start at the third week in January and run through the end of April. So if you're interested, please let us know. Connect with Stephanie, and certainly if you have any other questions about the program, you're welcome to connect with Wayne or myself. But we do want to open it up to any questions. If you have access there to the chat box, feel free to post some questions there, or if you have access to your mic, you can certainly raise your hand, and we will address any questions in the last couple minutes we've got here.
If I can add one more thing, Karina, the for our folks at Alaska ASBO, we'd be happy to share with you all of the marketing tools that we use with our members, including examples of what we use in our monthly publications, as well as letters and other information that goes out. So if whoever you want to, just send me an email or give me a call. We can have our marketing person share all that information with you, that so it might, that way you don't have to recreate it all.
Great, thanks, Wayne. This is Amy. I will get in touch with you on that.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Anybody have any questions?
Amy, this is Dave in Sandpoint. I'm not sure if the folks from Wilkes can answer the question, but we have, as you know, in these remote locations, really, really poor internet service. Taking this entirely online, is that still doable? Do they have any experience with that?
I will speak from experience. I've actually coordinated several programs where I've had students from Alaska and also rural locations in Canada who haven't had issues with our system. We generally don't have media heavy courses, which can be problematic for that. So, you know, you'll have your resources and things that you'll have to jump out to. But yes, we have had experiences with students in rural and kind of tricky internet places that I haven't heard any issues of them, you know, having any problems with the learning management system or courses.
Yeah, I think I'll jump in there.
Great, thank
you. I have two, and probably the advantage is some places you're required to log in 5 days or 6 days, and that would not be the case. You know, they're just going to have the number of responses. But for the most part, you know, once a week they could log in, get the assignment, respond to discussion questions, and then later on the week upload their assignment. So it's not something they have to be logged into 5 or 6 days a week. They can probably, you know, just do to get in there a couple days a week and be able to complete everything.
Anyone else? Any questions?
Hey, Amy, I have a question. This is Andrew from Lower Yukon. So what kind of time commitment would this be looking at? So would it be like reasonable to take one class, you know, a semester or two versus, you know, when working full time, plus all the other, you know, the highs and lows that come with different, you know, impact aid deadlines or audit deadlines, and also juggling the course loads.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, do you want to take that one? I'll go ahead and take that one. I'm sorry. Basically, if you're looking at time commitment, we generally say that per course, you're looking at 8 to 10 hours per course per week. It's doable for working professionals. Now, you have 6 years to complete the degree. So if you're looking at getting it done quick, you might have to double up. You might also have to take into, you know, you might have to take into account your need for financial aid, but it is doable if you're working. You also have the opportunity to take some time off if you have to. So it's definitely doable for someone who's working. And again, depending on the time of year, if you need to take a little time for yourself.
Yeah, I confirm that. That's what most of our students are saying. They're spending on average about 10 hours a week. So I think you're right on there, Stephanie, per class, per course.
Okay, so I do apologize. We have to, our time in the conference space is just about wrapped up. So if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. And we certainly thank you for your attendance today.
Okay, thank you. So this is Amy again, just wrapping up. We are, you know, trying to collaborate with these folks because it seems like a really great opportunity. And I hope that we'll get some people from Alaska participating in these courses. Looks like really great content that our fellow colleagues in Pennsylvania and other states have really benefited from. So thank you all for participating today.
Yep, thank you. Let me know if you need anything, Amy, this morning.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and to everyone out on the call.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.